Reuters reporting the Biden administration is providing an update on the situation regarding the Israeli hostages abducted by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. The National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is pressing ahead in hopes of getting most hostages away from Hamas.
We're hopeful about the progress, but I do not expect, we should not expect, any imminent developments. And I certainly won't get into negotiating here from the podium or speculate about possible outcomes. Suffice it to say that at every level, from the president right on down, we're doing everything we can to bring these moms and dads, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters back home to their families.
Kirby said discussions about trying to get a renewed hostage deal have been sober and serious, and noted that White House advisor Brett McGurk is currently in the Middle East working on a deal. Pro-energy Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia is vowing to investigate the president's decision to block new exports of liquid natural gas. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Manchin says LNG exports play a vital role in the U.S. economy and for U.S. allies seeking alternatives to Russian natural gas. He also says the administration's halt on new export approvals appears to be motivated not by the facts but by politics. The administration confirms it will halt the export permit approvals while it investigates the impact of those exports on emissions and domestic energy prices. Bob Agner reporting.
A jury has awarded an additional $83.3 million to longtime advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says former President Donald Trump damaged her reputation by calling her a liar after she accused him of sexual assault. Trump released a statement calling the verdict absolutely ridiculous. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. This is SRN News. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation defends Satan.
Under pressure from that organization, a supervisor at the Veterans Benefits Administration has agreed to remove a sign from her desk that bore the words, quote, "Not today, Satan, not today." The foundation claims the sign is offensive to veterans who might worship Satan and would therefore constitute a violation of their religious freedom. The person who lodged the complaint with the foundation calls the sign an example of Christian supremacy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of transgender veterans have filed suit seeking to force the Department of Veterans Affairs to pay for and provide them with sex change operations. The Transgender American Veterans Association seeks to compel the VA to codify in its regulations the verbal assurances the department made years ago that it would begin providing the surgeries at taxpayer expense. The transgender activist first petitioned for the rule change in 2016. SRN News. Stocks weakened to end the week on a mixed note.
Wall Street closed its latest winning week with a mixed finish as drops for technology stocks dragged on the market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. It's the first decline for the index after setting record highs for the five straight days that passed. The Dow rose 60 points. That's about 0.2%. The weakness for tech stocks dragged the NASDAQ composite down 0.4%. Intel helped undercut stocks of semiconductor companies following their latest forecast for upcoming revenue. Treasury yields rose modestly after another report suggested that inflation is cooling, even while the economy keeps powering higher. Seth Sutel, New York.
Venezuela's highest court has upheld a ban on the presidential candidacy of Maria Corina Machado, a longtime government foe whose opposition faction is backed by the United States. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.